This is Pat Tomlinson in Illinois, and I'm talking with Brad Love, who lives and farms near Coldwater, Michigan, and is also an Ag Spectrum area manager in southern Michigan. How are you doing today, Brad?
Well, I'm doing really well. Now I get to talk to you, Pat.
Hey, that's good to hear. I'm talking with Brad today because I was looking through the list of 2022 National Corn Growers Association state winners in their yield contest that was released recently, and saw Brad's name as a second place winner in the no-till non-irrigated division for the state of Michigan. I thought it would be interesting to talk with Brad about his experience, the process involved in entering the contest, and how he got involved in it. So, Brad, I do want to thank you again for taking the time to visit with us. Let me start by asking if you've been involved in the contest in the past or if this is your first entry.
This is the first time I've entered. The only involvement I've had in the past was I encouraged one of my customers to enter, and the strip-till irrigated class a few years back, and he ended up winning the state for Michigan in that class. So that's the only involvement I had previous to that, and really I didn't even know about the contest very much at all prior to that. And so,
well, I think you did pretty well for a first time entry. Was the experience of watching your customer in the contest the primary factor that got you motivated, or was anything else involved?
Yeah, not really. I actually had a farm right across the road from where I had the field this year that yielded better last year, and I looked at the yields in the contest and I thought, well, shoot, I would have been right up there in the no-till non-irrigated class. And I guess kind of as part of my plan for prospecting, mainly for dealer prospecting, but also for my dealers and my retail business of prospecting growers, that I looked at it as a maybe a point of credibility. I don't think... Some farmers think it's just a bunch of crap because the best ground, they go out to eat with the guy that weighs their crops or whatever, and you know they're doing all kinds of special stuff to their plots, and it's just plot data. It's not necessarily realistic field data. And what I noticed with my customer who won it, that was just happened to be. I mean, it was a good area in the field, but it just happened to be a few random passes across the field, and he won. He didn't do anything special outside of what basically the basic maximum farming recommendations. And I wanted to highlight that what we can accomplish, and especially the efficiency, because a lot of the entries are really pouring it to it nutrient-wise, and I wanted to kind of highlight the fact that we can yield, and that the science, I guess, works out in the applied, air quote, world.
Well, I agree that a strong showing like this in the contest where the maximum farming system is used can be an excellent tool to support and validate all of the other basic science information and education that we focus on in our grower recruitment efforts. So I'm guessing that most of our associates have not participated in the NCGA contest and may not know how it works. But let's start from scratch, if you would, Brad, and tell us what's involved. Is it a complicated process to enter with lots of paperwork? Is harvest a big issue? Are there any requirements that are overly burdensome that you had to deal with?
It's pretty easy to go through. You just search Google NCGA yield contest. I think... Typically, the entries have to be in by the middle of the summer. I don't remember the date, but so you kind of have some time to figure out. Okay, the stand looks good. I want to enter and that sort of thing. And the entry into it is fairly easy. There's just some questions you got to answer on the in terms of hybrid and planting date population, et cetera, et cetera, and a lot of the companies, the seed companies, offer vouchers for entering, so it doesn't even cost anything to enter.
Yeah, I know the one in my past life in the seed business, we pay have a voucher not only for the entry fees, but also for the annual membership that's required to make the entry.
That's right. Yep. That's for most of the seed companies. I think that's the case. The harvest was a little bit more of a pain. I mean, I did end up having to devote, a few hours to run an acre and a half because of measuring the lengths and cleaning everything out, measuring the lengths, and then running all that to the mill and getting that weight and all that process. It definitely added a little bit to the logistics of harvest in that field. But it really wasn't too bad. I mean, I was doing it for a purpose. So I guess it was kind of like work, right?
So at harvest, are you required to have a local contest supervisor there to observe the process? Is a second harvest event required when your first one is high enough to be a state winner? How did that work?
No, we didn't have to do a second time because it wasn't, I think it's over like 320 or something. Well, if you get over that, then you have to have a re-verification. But basically what we do is we have the supervisor confirm measurements, weights, all that stuff. They're supposed to be present when you are in the transit back and forth between the elevator and all that good stuff. So just to keep the system honest.
Well, now that we know that you were properly supervised, Brad, why don't you share with us what your contest yield entry was?
It was about 273. First place was 277. And, you know, they probably map their yield on the go, and they can start and stop when the yield map shows exactly where they need to be. And I got an old combine and a 20-year-old monitor that I was just eyeballing it. And I know that I probably could have tweaked the yield a little bit, playing the game a little bit. But that's kind of why I entered, because I do hate playing games, and I feel like the yield contest is kind of a big game. I mean, there's a lot of the same players every year, and most of them probably have the same exact spot in the field, the best dirt on the farm, that they're entering their contest just for bragging rights. And I wanted to show a little different avenue. I mean, that... This was just a pass through the field. It got no more nitrogen. It got no more fertilizer. It got the same foliar with the, everything was the same as everywhere else in the field. It just, I wanted it to be a fair example of what we can produce when things go right and we set ourselves up for that yield.
So have you had any feedback or reaction from the growers in your area so far?
I've had more reactions from prospective customers and prospective dealers that noticed that when it came out. I got some messages about that, which was pretty encouraging. So I would encourage other associates or area managers, whatever, if they farm or if they have somebody that farms, and to look at signing that up. And you know, I did that originally for my customer because I felt like he deserved some recognition because he had really turned his operation around when he came on board with us. He made a lot of changes, and I guess I was just really proud of him as a grower. And so I thought, you know, I want to highlight some of the changes he's making and kind of prove to him and sort of our region here that that making those changes were valuable, and, you know, to kind of just bring it to reality here that it was significant. So,
well, I think it's an excellent tool. I mean, it's sometimes easy to look at it. As you said, a lot of farmers do look at it and think, that's not realistic. But there is a reason that seed companies primarily promote that so heavily and spend so much money on getting entries in, because it does get people's attention to a certain degree. And if we promote it with integrity and participate with integrity, I don't think we're doing anything that's inconsistent with any of the other marketing approaches that we have.
No, I agree. I guess, like I say, it's kind of a game, but and it might not materialize to really mean a pile of dirt, but it, to me at least, gives some credibility, I think. Yep. when we see these types of yields with our customers and internally, that what we're doing does work. And yep. And you know, this reminder, we're in Michigan here, so you know, our state average yield is generally like around in the 150s. It's about our county yield average too, is somewhere in the 150s. So you know, take that into consideration that we're not in the best of situations here. So
well, it everybody's got a farm where they live, I guess.
That's right.
Well, Brad, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us and share your experience in the contest, and especially your thoughts on how you want to use your results and your encouragement for other Ag Spectrum associates to consider using the yield contest as another tool to validate the maximum farming system.
Oh, no, I agree. And looking at it this way, if I can do it, then anybody else can do it. I mean, I think I've been referred to as a rogue hillbilly up here in Michigan a number of times.
Hey, you said it, I didn't.
So, it's possible. So, I think, I look forward to talking to anybody in Tucson about the process or anything like that. So,
okay, well, hey, thanks again for calling and putting up with our technical challenges, Brad. Really appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you somewhere down the road.